It's working. Thank you, Carl. Thank you, choir.
谢谢诗会，谢谢诗班。
We were very blessed and we had an opportunity to go to Egypt and Jordan.
我们非常受祝福，因为我们有一个机会去了这个埃及和约旦。
So we just came back about a week ago.
我们一个礼拜前才回来。
So my brain is still adjusting to the time.
我的这个头脑正在还在转换这个时间差。
And Linda's right, a trip like that takes a lot out of you.
我说过这样旅行非常的辛苦。
I'm almost 55, I still think like I'm 25.
虽然我已经55了，我还是觉得我是25岁一样。
So thank you for your prayer.
谢谢你们的祷告。
That we got back safely.
我们很平安的回来了。
And we were able to check out a few more things off our bucket list.
我们把我们希望的心愿上的事情又做掉了一些。
So today, we're going to continue our study in the book of Mark.
我们今天将继续学习马可福音。
We've studied from the beginning.
我们从一开始，马可福音的一开始就开始讲。
We said that Mark was probably a companion of Peter.
我们说过马可可能是彼得的同伴。
And he wrote down Peter's first-hand eyewitness accounts of Jesus.
他记录了彼得所亲眼见证的耶稣。
And Mark taught to us about the gospel.
马可告诉我们福音是什么。
We said that gospel is the good news.
我们说过福音就是好消息。
It's the good news of the peace of God.
是神平安的好消息。
The salvation of God.
是神的救恩。
And the kingdom of God.
是神的国。
And today we talk more about that kingdom.
今天我们再来讨论神的国。
Mark introduced us to Jesus.
马可告诉我们耶稣是谁。
And Jesus had summarized his own message.
耶稣把他自己所带来的信息总结了一下。
And he said the kingdom of God is near.
他说神的国近了。
Repent and believe in the gospel.
要悔改相信福音。
We heard that Jesus' message is very different.
我们知道说耶稣所带来的信息是非常不同的。
People were amazed.
人人常常惊讶。
He's not like the religious leaders.
他并不像他们所听到的那些宗教的领袖。
They were only concerned about rules and regulations.
那些人常常只关心说这些各样的律法。
Jesus was concerned about people.
耶稣更关心人。
He's concerned about compassion, love, mercy, and forgiveness.
他更关心说要饶恕，要爱，要怜悯。
He said that to accept the gospel, you have to get rid of the old.
他说当你接受福音的时候你必须除掉老我。
You have to be like the new wine in the new wineskin.
你必须像一个新酒放在新皮袋里。
Last time we heard that the gospel is available to everyone.
上次我们讲到说福音是对每一个人来说都可以得到的。
Doesn't matter if you're man or woman.
无论是你是男人女人。
Old or young.
年轻或者年老
，rich or poor，
贫穷或者富裕
，doesn't matter your status in society，
无论你在社会上的地位怎样
，the gospel is available to you as long as you believe，
这个福音只要你相信就可以得着
，and you can believe in Jesus Christ，
你可以相信耶稣基督
，because of the power of resurrection，
因为他有复活的能力。
Now as we come to today's verse in chapter 8。
今天我们要讲的是马可福音第八章。
We come to kind of a pivotal point.
我们到了一个很重要的转折点。
In the beginning, Mark told us about Jesus' ministry.
在开始的时候，马可告诉我们耶稣传福音的行踪。
It's centered around Lake Galilee.
在这个加利利海的附近。
We see that Jesus preached the gospel.
我们听到耶稣传讲的福音。
He cured the sick.
他医治了病痛的人。
Drove out demons.
他赶了鬼。
He even raised the dead.
他把死人从死里复活。
He proved that he is the Son of God.
他证明了他就是神的儿子。
He has the authority from God.
他有从神而来的权柄。
Now, beginning in chapter 8, we come to a turning point.
到第八章的时候，我们来到这个转折点。
Jesus is going to Jerusalem.
耶稣要向耶路撒冷进行了。
He predicts his own death.
他预言了他自己的死。
His resurrection.
和他的复活。
And he had a very important task at hand.
他有非常重要的任务要完成。
He needs to train the disciples.
他要培训这些门徒们。
So as we read on, we hear a lot more private conversations.
当我们一边读的时候，在这里就会发现有很多私下的讨论。
Jesus needs to teach his disciples.
耶稣需要教导他的门徒们。
We hear that disciples sometimes they don't quite understand.
我们发现说他的门徒常常并不懂耶稣在讲什么。
Even though they were with Jesus 24/7.
虽然他们一天二十四小时，每天都跟耶稣在一起。
They saw all the miracles.
他们看见所有的神迹。
They heard everything he said.
他们听到他所讲的所有的话语。
But they were kind of clueless.
但是他们好像没有明白他所说的东西。
Sometimes you wonder, how could this happen?
常常他们在疑惑说，这些东西不知道为什么发生。
So don't laugh at the disciples.
不要取笑这些门徒们。
We're the same sometimes.
常常我们也一样。
So as we begin chapter 8,
我们现在看这个第八章的开始。
There's another feeding miracle.
另外一个喂饱人的这个神迹。
We see that Jesus has been preaching.
我们知道说耶稣一直在传道。
And there were a lot of people with them.
有很多的人跟随他。
The Bible says they have been with him for 3 days.
这个圣经告诉我们说他们跟随了他三天了。
And they had nothing to eat.
他们没有东西可以吃。
Jesus must have been a really good preacher.
耶稣一定是一个非常好的传道人。
I'm going to preach for about 45 minutes and you all want to have lunch.
像我现在只想讲45分钟，大家都想着说我们想去吃中饭了。
But they had nothing to eat for 3 days.
但是听耶稣讲道的人，他们听了三天。
They had some bread and some fish.
他们只有一点点的饼和这个鱼。
So Jesus performed a miracle and he fed everybody.
耶稣行了一个神迹，用这一点东西喂饱了所有的人。
And then we have this little episode starting in verse 11.
在这个第十一节的时候，耶稣圣经描绘的这样一个情景。
Jesus came back and the Pharisees met him.
当耶稣回来的时候，这些法利赛人遇到他了。
They want to argue with him.
他们想跟他争论。
They demand a sign from him from heaven.
他们要他行一个从天上来的神迹。
Now they have seen all the miracles.
他们也看到过很多神迹了。
They heard what Jesus did.
他们听到耶稣所说的。
But their hearts were hardened.
但是他们的心刚硬。
They did not believe.
他们并不相信。
They wanted something else.
他们想另外一个神迹。
I don't know what they were asking for.
我并不知道他们真正想要看什么。
Jesus already raised the dead.
耶稣已经让死人复活了。
What else do they want?
他们还想看什么呢?
Well, they wanted something more from heaven.
他们说他们想从一个从天上而来的神迹。
And you can hear the anger in Jesus' reply.
你可以在耶稣的回答中听出他的愤怒。
He says, "Why does this generation demand a sign? I assure you, no sign will be given to this generation."
这个耶稣说，为什么他们还需要神迹呢？我告诉你说，没有再大的神迹给他们看了。
And that's from verse 12.
这是第十二节。
Interesting. I don't read Greek.
我并不会读这个希腊文。
But apparently, the original translation could be something like this.
但是这个原文应该是说了像这样说的。
Jesus replied, "I will give you a sign over my dead body."
耶稣说，我就算死也不会再给你们一个神迹。
You've heard this expression, right? Over my dead body.
你们大概听过这样的说，
That's how angry Jesus was.
耶稣当时就是这样愤怒。
So now we got to the main part of our reading today.
现在我们来看我们主要的经文。
So let me read for you. We start from the verse 14.
从第十四节开始。
I'm reading from the NET translation.
我的这个圣经译本是 NET 的译本。
It's almost like NIV.
跟这个NIV 的译本很相像。
It says here, they have forgotten to take bread and only have one loaf with them in the boat. So they went back to the boat and Jesus commanded them,Watch out, beware of the east of Pharisees and the east of Herod. And they were discussing amongst themselves that they did not have any bread. Aware of this, he said to them, Jesus said to the disciples, Why are you discussing that you do not have any bread? Do you not yet understand or comprehend? Is your heart hardened? Do you have eyes and not see? And do you have ears and not hear? And do you not rememberWhen I broke the 5 loaves for 5,000, how many basketful of pieces of bread did you collect? 12, they told him. When I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, How many large baskets full of bread did you collect? 7, they said. And he said to them, don't you understand yet? So that comes to the end of our reading. So Jesus said to them, beware of the yeast of Pharisee.
刚刚这一段圣经、耶稣告诉我们这样一个故事，在这个圣经，在这一段经文的结尾，耶稣告诉我们说要警惕法利赛人的笑。
Beware the yeast of Herod.
要警惕这个希律的笑。
So today we'll examine what is Jesus trying to say.
我们今天在这里要讨论说耶稣到底在说什么。
But first, don't you think it's kind of funny that the disciples had such a reaction?
你有没有觉得说很奇怪，这些、门徒们有这样的反应？
Jesus gave them a warning.
耶稣给他们一个警惕。
And all they think about was bread.
他们在想说他们有没有带饼。
They discussed amongst themselves that they forgot to bring enough bread.
他们自己在讨论说他们好像没有带到足够的饼。
Now, when Linda and I went to Egypt,
当我们去埃及的时候，
I forgot to bring antibiotics.
我忘了带我的抗生素。
Now, we desperately need it because we both got sick.
我们在埃及生病的时候，我们非常需要这个药。
I was really mad at myself.
我自己非常 对自己生气。
Now, fortunately, in Egypt,If you need medicine, you don't need a doctor.
还好在埃及，你需要药的时候，你并不需要看医生。
All I had to do is call a pharmacy.
我只要给药房打个电话。
I told them exactly what I needed.
我告诉他们我需要什么药。
They even delivered to the hotel.
他们居然把它送来了。
The only thing we were afraid was if it was real.
我们担心的就是不知道这个药是不是真药。
But we took a couple of pills and we all got better.
我们吃了一些。真的是帮我们的病治好了。
So I was really mad that I forgot.
我非常生气，我自己怎么会忘记这个东西。
Now we have 12 disciples.
现在我们有十二个门徒。
7 baskets full of bread.
他们剩了七篮的这个饼和鱼。
And they forgot.
他们居然忘了带了。
Now I will be pretty embarrassed too.
我觉得这样会让我觉得很丢人。
But Jesus was not upset with them because of that.
耶稣并不是因为他们忘了饼而对他们生气。
He had another important lesson to teach.
他有更重要的这个做功课要教给他们。
So what about this yeast?
这个什么是这个酵呢？
We know about yeast.
我们都知道什么是酵。
I don't bake any bread or dough.
我并不是会做面食的人。
But some of you do.
很多人很会。
So when you bake, you add yeast.
当你要这个烘烤的时候，你会加一些酵。
Sometimes you don't need to add yeast.
有些时候你并不需要加酵母。
You can add old bread that already had yeast in it.
你可以加一些老的发面在这个面团里。
And that we call leaven.
我们把这个老的发面叫做这个 leaven.
So there's a different word, yeast and leaven. I don't know how different they are in Chinese.
所以我们这里讲到两样东西，一个是酵母，一个是发面。
Now yeast is very important to the Jewish people.
这个酵对犹太人来说是很重要的。
You know, they celebrate Passover.
当他们庆祝这个逾越节的时候，
and they celebrate the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
他们在过一个没无酵节。
So they remember how God delivered them out of Egypt.
他们要纪念神怎样带他们出埃及。
You see, when they had leave Egypt, they didn't have time.
当他们离开埃及的时候，他们没有时间。
They were in a hurry.
他们非常的匆忙。
They couldn't wait for the bread to rise.
他们没有办法等这个酵母发酵。
So the only thing they had was unleavened bread.
他们只有拿着无酵的饼出来了。
So the pharaohs were really mean.
我们可以看到说法老是很凶狠的。
We visited a lot of pharaoh temples this time in Egypt.
我们在埃及参观了很多法老的这个宫殿。
I don't know if they're good at anything else, but they were very good at building temples.
我不知道这些法老会做什么，但是我们知道说他们在建筑方面很有一套。
Now today, as Christians, we also remember unleavened bread.
今天作为我们基督徒，我们也常常纪念无酵饼。
Because we take unleavened bread during communion.
我们在这个圣餐的时候，我们会领这个无酵饼。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
Because when Jesus first established communion, it was on the day of Passover.
因为当耶稣第一次开始这个圣餐的时候，是在这个逾越节的时候。
So when Jesus said, "Take this bread," he was giving unleavened bread.
当耶稣跟门徒说你们来吃这个饼的时候，那个饼其实是无酵饼。
That's why we take unleavened bread to remember Jesus.
所以今天在圣餐中我们来吃这个无酵饼是为了纪念耶稣。
To remember what Jesus did.
纪念耶稣所行的。
His death and resurrection.
他的死和他的复活。
In fact, he is the Passover lamb.
他就是逾越节的羔羊。羔羊。
So we know that the yeast has a special effect.
我们知道说这个酵是有很重要的这个比喻的。
But we know we don't need a lot of yeast.
但我们知道说我们并不需要很多的酵。
A little bit of yeast can affect a large portion of bread.
只要一点点酵母，我们就可以发现说可以发很大一团面。
So when Jesus gave this parable or example,
当耶稣给这个比喻的时候
，He's telling us that beware of the yeast.
他说要警惕这样的酵。
He's using yeast as a symbol.
他用这个酵来做一个比喻。
As an influence.
做一个比喻成他的一个影响力。
A value.
一个它的价值
，a worldview，
它的一个世界观
，something that can affect you，
有一个可以影响你的东西
，a little something that can affect your whole life，
一点点的东西可以影响你整个的人生。
That's how we should look at the yeast。
这是我们对这个酵的看法。
Even in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul talked about the yeast。
在新约里面，保罗也说了这个酵的作用。
Paul says, don't you know that little yeast leavens the whole batch of dough? Get rid of the old yeast so that you may be a new unleavened batch as you really are.
哥林多前书保罗说你们既是无酵的面就应当把酵除尽好使你们成为新面新团。
So the yeast has always been used to refer to an influence.
这个酵一直用来比喻成一种影响力。
And Paul says, get rid of the old.
保罗说把这个旧的除掉。
So it's important to watch out for an influence.
我们需要知道说什么样的东西在影响我们。
Watch out for the yeast.
要这个警惕这样的酵。
So what about the yeast of Pharisee and yeast of Herod?
什么是法利赛人的酵？什么是希律的酵？
Now we already met the Pharisees.
我们已经认识了法利赛人。
They were a religious group.
他们是一个宗教的团体。
They were kind of the religious leaders.
他们就像宗教的领袖。
We know from history that they were formed about 200 years before Jesus.
他们在主前200年，他们就这个团体就成立了。
They were in charge to interpret the law.
他们的主要工作就是来解读这个律法。
Law in the scripture.
这个圣经中的律法。
And law in their oral tradition.
和他们传统中的律法。
But over time, they created more and more laws.
随着时间的迁移，他们创造了越来越多的律法。
And they wanted to govern every aspect of their lives.
他们想用这个律法来管理生活中的每一个部分。
We already saw the intense conflict between the Pharisees and Jesus.
我们已经看到说法利赛人和耶稣有很大的冲突。
The Pharisees stressed rules and regulations.
法利赛人不停地强调这些律法。
They want to follow the law.
他们需要遵行律法。
Jesus doesn't deny the law.
耶稣并没有否认这些律法。
In fact, Jesus followed the law.
其实耶稣也在遵行这些律法。
But Jesus says in the new kingdom,
但是耶稣说在新的国里,
what's more important is love, compassion, and forgiveness.
最更重要的那是爱,是饶恕,是同情。
That's why they had such intense conflict.
所以他与法利赛人有很大的冲突。
So when Jesus talked about the yeast of Pharisees,
当这个耶稣和法利赛人讨论这个酵的时候
，So he's referring to this type of religious following.
他在讲说这些宗教的影响力。
The type of religion that emphasizes rules and regulations rather than relationships.
法利赛人教导的我们要重视的。只是律法，而不是与神的关系。
The type of religion that stresses what happens on the outside.
他们所讲的只注重关于外在的改变。
Instead of what happens, the change on the inside.
不管你里面的改变。
They were interested in how if you look spiritual.
他们只关心说你怎么看上去很属灵。
Rather than your relationship with God.
而不是你与神真正的关系。
See, Jesus is not against the law.
耶稣并没有反对过律法。
God has a lot of laws.
神颁布的这些律法。
God says, here's the law, don't cross it.
神说这些律法你们要遵守，不要犯规。
But the Pharisees took a step further.
但是这个法利赛人他们更进了一步。
They probably took 10 steps further.
他们 走了十步。
The scripture says observe fasting once a year.
圣经告诉我们说一年一次我们要禁食。
On the Day of Atonement.
在这个赎罪日的时候禁食。
But the Pharisees observe fasting twice a week.
但是法利赛人说我们一周要禁食两次。
104 times a year.
104倍的增加。
And if you don't follow it, you're not spiritual.
如果你不照他们所说的去做，你就不够属灵。
That's why they always criticizing Jesus and their disciples.
所以他们常常批评耶稣和他的门徒们。
That's what Jesus is talking about.
耶稣在这里就是在说这件事。
The kind of religions that emphasize what happens on the outside.
他们那种只关注外在的宗教信仰。
But there is more.
还有更一步。
When you stress what happens on the outside,
当我们只强调外在的时候,
then that's what you live for.
那就变成说你生命的目标。
You only worry about what other people think.
你只担心说别人认为你怎么样。
Instead of following the word of God.
而不是要自己遵行神的话。
You worry about how you look in the eyes of people.
你只关心在别人眼中我是什么样的人。
Instead of what happens in the eyes of God.
而不关心在神的眼中你是什么样的人。
In fact, Jesus called them.
耶稣叫他们。
Jesus says, Woe to you teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites.
他说你们这些假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了。
You clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they're full of greed and self-indulgence.
因为你们洗净杯盘的外面，里面却盛满了勒索和放荡。
So Jesus called them hypocrites.
所以耶稣叫他们假冒为善的。
That's why they have such conflicts.
这就是为什么他们跟耶稣有这么大的冲突。
And that's the first type of East.
这是第一种教。
So when we look at the East of Pharisees,
当我们看了这个法利赛人的教，
we see that this is the East of following the law.
这就是一个遵行律法的教。
Instead of worrying about the change on the inside.
而不是关注于内在变化的。
And Jesus called them hypocrites.
耶稣叫他们假冒为善的人。
And those are serious words.
这是非常严重的责备。
It's no wonder they don't get along.
这就是为什么他们从来不能跟耶稣和好。
Now what about the East of Herod?
那这个希律的效又是什么？
Now if you read the parallel passage in Matthew,
如果你在马太福音读这一段相关的这一段经文，
You would tell me, Brother Gary, Matthew says the East of Sadducees.
你就会说，这里讲，马太福音里面讲的是撒都该人的效。
How come there are two different accounts?
为什么他们是两个名称呢？
Is one of them wrong?
是不是有一个写错了？
Well, I don't think so.
我不这样认为。
They were probably referring to the same group of people.
他们是在讲同一帮人。
You know about Herod.
你们应该知道希律。
We remember Herod the Great.
我们知道大希律王。
He was the Herod when Jesus was born.
当耶稣出生的时候，他就是那个希律王。
He was the great architect that rebuilt the temple.
他是那个非常有建筑天才的，他重新就建了圣殿。
A very smart man.
非常聪明的人。
Now the Herod that Jesus is talking about is Herod the Great's son.
现在耶稣在讲的这个希律的效的希律是大希律的儿子。
He is still the Roman governor.
他仍然是罗马的官员。
He is the Herod that executed John the Baptist.
他就是那个杀害施洗约翰的那个希律。
So the Herod and his family were the Roman governors.
这个希律和他的家庭都是属于罗马的官员。
So they represent political domination.
他们代表的这个政府的统治，
worldly power，
世界的权力。
So what do the Sadducees have to do with them?
那些撒都该人跟他们有什么关系？
Well, we haven't met the Sadducees yet.
我们还没有遇到撒都该人。
They were another religious group.
他们是另外一个宗教团体。
In fact, they're very different from the Pharisees.
他们跟法利赛人非常不同。
They don't get along.
他们并相处的并不好。
But the Sadducees were different from the Pharisees.
这个撒都该人和法利赛人非常不同。
In fact, they supported the Romans.
撒都该人他们是支持罗马政府的。
They supported Roman occupation.
他们支持罗马的统治。
So much so that they were frequently appointed the high priests.
经常他们在里面有撒都该人出任这个大祭司。
Because the Romans appointed them.
因为罗马人任命他们。
So they became the wealthy religious leaders also.
他们变成了一个很富有的这些宗教领袖。
So when Jesus talked about the east of Herod,
当这个耶稣在讲说西律的效。
He's also talking about the east of Sadducees.
他也是在讲撒都该人的效。
And he's talking about political power.
他是在讲政治上的权力。
The temptation to gain power in the world.
他是在讲说受这个世界权力的诱惑。
And that's the view of Messiah the disciples had.
这就是这个门徒们对这个弥赛亚的期盼。
They thought Jesus was going to Jerusalem.
他们认为耶稣要到耶路撒冷去。
Overthrow the Roman government.
推翻罗马政府。
And gave the nation back to Israel.
把这个国家夺回来给以色列人。
And that surely is the temptation for the early church as well.
这是早期教会所期盼的。
If you read history,
如果你去读历史书,
in the early Roman Empire,
在这个早期的罗马帝国,
frequently the Pope is also the Emperor.
经常这些教宗也是皇帝。
We frequently fall into that temptation as well.
我们经常也会受到这样的诱惑。
That we want to be political leaders.
我们想成为政治上的领导人物。
We want rule over other people.
我们希望统治其他人。
But when you seek world power,
当我们在追求这个世界的权力的时候,
you'll be tempted to seek other things in the world.
你就会追求世界上其他的东西。
Such as material things.
世界上的物质。
Other worldly desires.
世界上的追求。
You cannot serve God and the world at the same time.
我们没有办法侍奉神又侍奉世界。
You have to compromise with the world.
你不得不和世界妥协。
And that's another aspect of the east of Herod.
这就是西律的效的效果。
That's why Matthew says, do not store up yourself treasures on earth.
所以马可说不要为自己积蓄财宝在地上。
But store up for yourself treasures in heaven.
要把这个积蓄财宝在天上。
He says, do not compromise with the world.
他说不要与世界妥协。
Do not seek after the world.
不要追求这个世界。
Do not seek worldly power.
不要追求世界上的权力。
You cannot simultaneously serve the world and serve God.
你没有办法既服侍神又服侍世界。
And that's the east of Herod.
这就是西律的效。
It's seeking political power.
西律的效就是追求这个政治上的权力。
And it's compromise with the world.
与这个世界的妥协。
So Jesus says to his disciples,
所以耶稣对他的门徒说,
Beware of the east of Pharisee.
你要警惕这个法利赛人的效。
Beware of the east of Herod.
也要警惕西律的效。
Or as Matthew says, beware of the east of Sadducees.
或者马太所说的要警惕撒都该人的效。
I think that certainly still applies to us today.
我认为对我们今天仍然有效果。
We're still seeking those things.
我们也在追求这些东西。
Now those things are continuously temptations.
这些东西常常在诱惑我们。
The disciples didn't quite get it.
这些门徒们并不是很明白。
They already recognized Jesus as the Messiah.
他们认识到耶稣是一个救世主。
But they didn't know what his kingdom is all about.
但他们并不认识他的国是什么样的。
That's why the disciples argued who is the greatest.
所以这些门徒在私下里面争论说谁是最大的。
And James and John went to Jesus.
这个雅各和约翰到耶稣面前来。
They say, when you sit on the throne, can we sit on the right and the left?
当你坐在王位的上的时候，我们可不可以坐在你的左边和右边？
They didn't quite get it.
他们不明白。
We have people, even believers.
我们有很多信神的人。
Sometimes who fall into the temptation.
也会跌入这样的引诱中。
We fall into temptation of the Pharisees.
我们会跌入这个法利赛人的引诱中。
They follow a lot of rules and regulations.
我们去遵循很多的规则，很多的律法。
And they say if you don't follow their rules and regulations,
他们说如果你不遵循这些规则的话，
you are not saved.
你没有被得救。
And but that's not the spirit of Jesus' message.
这并不是耶稣所传的福音。
Jesus' message is about love, compassion, and forgiveness.
耶稣所传的福音讲的是爱，是饶恕，是怜悯。
And there are also a lot of people who fall into temptation of Herod.
有很多人也受到这个希律的这个笑的引诱。
They compromise with the world.
他们和这个世界妥协。
They seek things of the world.
他们追求这个世界上的东西。
Like power or possession.
像这个世界上的物质和权力。
Sure, they held on to their beliefs.
他们也抓住他们的信仰。
But their belief is like an afterthought.
所以，但是这个信仰并不是空洞的。
I call them secret Christians.
他说这些人像一个秘密的信徒。
They don't want their beliefs to upset their lives.
他们不想让他们的信仰成为他们的生活。
They want to keep their security.
他们要他们自己有安全感。
And that's the East of Herod.
这就是希律的笑。
So when we come to these warnings,
今天我们早上来到这里。
We see the warning that Jesus had for the disciples.
我们看到说耶稣给这些门徒们的警告。
If we to avoid the east of Pharisees,
我们要避免法利赛人的笑。
We have to avoid the east of Herod.
我们要注意不要受到这个希律的笑的影响。
Then how should we live our lives?
那我们到底要怎样生活呢？
What kind of influence should we seek?
到底我们要追求什么样的影响力呢？
The Bible actually tells us that the kingdom of God is east.
圣经其实告诉我们说，这个天国好像一团笑。
The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked all through the dough.
他说天国好像面笑，有妇人拿来藏在三斗面里，只等到全团都发起来。
I don't know why it's 60 pounds.
我并不知道为什么要三斗面。
Probably a lot of bread.
好像要做很多的饼。
So you can see that east is not always bad.
我们知道说笑并不只是坏的。
Although frequently it's referred to sin.
虽然常常用来比喻罪。
So what kind of east are we looking for?
我们到底应该要寻找什么样的笑？
Of course, we're looking towards Jesus.
我们当然要寻找耶稣。
Jesus is the model for us.
耶稣是我们的榜样。
He sets the example for us.
他为我们行为做了榜样。
And when he's trying to teach disciples,
当他要培养门徒的时候,
to avoid the Pharisees,
不要学习法利赛人,
avoid the Sadducees,
不要学习撒都该人,
but follow me,
来跟随我。
What does Jesus do?
耶稣到底是怎么做的呢?
He was a servant.
他是一个仆人。
Jesus says, even the Son of Man did not come to be served.
他说因为人子来并不是要受人的服侍
but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many
乃是要服侍人并且要舍命做多人的赎价
That's why the disciples keep saying they were amazed
那些门徒们常常很惊讶
Mark keeps using the word they were amazed
这个马可福音里面这个字一直出现他们很惊讶
The disciples didn't get it
这些门徒不明白
What do you mean we have to serve?
你在讲什么？为什么我们要服侍人
？That's not our expectation.
我们并不是这样期盼的。
The Apostle Paul also told us to serve.
保罗也告诉我们要服侍人。
For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servant for Jesus' sake.
我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。
So Apostle Paul had the right focus.
我们知道说保罗有一个很正确的思想。
He says, first thing I'm going to preach is Jesus Christ is Lord.
他说我首先要传的是耶稣基督是主。
And then us, ourselves as servants.
然后我们要做仆人。
So I think that's pretty clear.
我觉得这非常清楚。
Instead of following the Pharisees or the Sadducees.
不需要跟随法利赛人或者撒都该人。
We follow Jesus as a servant.
我们跟随耶稣做仆人。
Jesus is the ultimate servant.
耶稣是那个最好的仆人。
The Bible says even though he is God,
虽然他是神,
he humbled himself and became like one of us.
他谦卑自己成为我们中间的一人。
He served all humanity.
他服侍了所有的人。
Even died for our sins.
为了我们的罪而死。
And that's the example we should follow.
那就是耶稣为我们做的榜样。
How should we serve?
我们应当怎样来服侍?
Let me just give you a few examples.
让我给你们一些例子。
The Bible actually tells us how to serve.
圣经告诉我们应当怎样服侍。
First Peter says, each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms.
彼得告诉我们说，个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
Peter says, everyone should serve.
彼得说，所有人都应该来服侍。
How? Use the gift that God has given us.
用神给我们的恩赐。
God has given us a lot of gifts.
神给了我们很多的恩赐。
Let me just give you three.
让我们来看三样。
First, I think we can serve with our abilities.
我们可以用我们的能力来服侍。
We all have talents and abilities.
我们都有各样不同的能力。
Can you sing?
你可能会唱歌。
Can you teach?
可能会教导。
Are you good with children?
可能会带孩子。
Can you fix things?
可能会修理。
Can you help with the computer?
可能会对这个电脑很有经验。
All those are different areas that we can serve.
这些在这些方面我们都可以服侍。
We can serve the church.
我们可以服侍教会。
And we can bless other people.
我们可以成为他人的祝福。
Second, we can serve with our time.
第二，我们可以用我们的时间来服侍。
You know, in today's world, time is very precious.
在今天的社会里，时间是很珍贵的。
I know that.
我也知道。
The Bible told us that.
圣经也告诉我们。
Our life on earth is very short.
我们在世上的日子是很短暂的。
So you have to use your time wisely.
我们要很有智慧地使用我们的时间。
Sometimes people ask me, Dr. Shen, when you have time, can you do this?
有些时候人家来问我说，你有时间的时候帮我做这些。
I say, okay.
我说好。
I will do this when I have time.
我说我等我有时间的时候我再做。
That's the year 2030.
那个是第2030年。
Then I will have time.
那个时候可能我会有时间。
Maybe.
可能。
So time is precious.
时间是很珍贵的。
And we can serve each other with our time.
我们可以用时间来彼此服侍。
I think the best example is visitation.
我觉得最好的例子就是去探访。
We can call on our brothers and sisters.
我们可以去探访我们的弟兄姐妹。
Or our friends.
或我们的朋友
people who are sick,
他们有生病的
who are lonely,
或者是他们孤单的
they just want someone to talk to,
他们只想有人跟他们讲话
they just want a shoulder to cry on,
他们只想要一个肩膀可以来哭泣
if you don't have time to visit, you can even call them,
如果你没有时间去探访他们你不可能关心他们
you see, visitation doesn't take any special talents,
我们去探访的时候并不需要你有很大的恩赐
Doesn't it take any special abilities?
并不需要有很特殊的能力。
But it takes your time.
只需要你的时间。
And time is precious.
时间是很珍贵的。
You have to sacrifice your time to serve others.
要你只能牺牲你的时间才能来服侍其他人。
The third area, I think we can serve with our resources.
我们第三点，我们可以用我们自己的资源来服侍其他人。
The Bible tells us in Luke chapter 6, give and it will be given to you.
路加福音六章说，你们要给人，就必有给你们的。
And when you give, you receive plenty in return.
当你给别人的时候，你会得到更多。
God will surely bless you.
神会祝福你。
Now some of us have a lot of resources.
有很多人有很多的资源。
Some of us have very little.
有的人有很少的资源。
But it doesn't matter how much you give.
不在于你能给多少。
But it matters whether you give.
是你是否愿意给。
To anyone in need.
给任何一个有需要的人。
As long as you give with a willing heart.
只要你甘心乐意的给。
So Jesus said he is the servant.
耶稣说他是一个仆人。
So if Jesus served,
如果耶稣都服侍人
We don't have any excuse not to serve.
我们没有借口不服侍人
So that's the east of Pharisee and east of Herod.
这就是法利赛人的笑和撒都该人的笑
But we come to today's the end of the passage.
今天我们在快要结束的时候
Jesus continued to ask his disciples.
他不断地在问他的门徒们
Do you still not understand?
你还不明白吗?
What's he trying to say?
他到底想说什么?
What does he want the disciples to understand?
他到底要门徒们明白什么?
Disciples have seen the feeding miracles.
这些门徒们看见他喂饱这些很多人的神迹。
First 5,000.
先是五千人
，then 4,000，
然后四千人。
But Jesus says they didn't understand.
但是耶稣说他们不明白。
Jesus asked them, "Are your hearts hardened?"
耶稣问他们说，你的心是不是太刚硬了
？What didn't they understand?
为什么不明白呢
？Jesus says, "Avoid the east of Pharisees."
耶稣说，我们要避免法利赛人的笑。
At the east of Sadducees.
避免撒都该人的笑。
The Pharisees were people who were really religious.
那些法利赛人是非常这个有宗教信条的人。
They were not bad people.
他们不是坏人。
They were not sinners.
他们不是这个罪人。
But they emphasized the outside.
但是他们只注重外在的表现。
And they put the burden on the people.
他们把重担加在人的身上。
The Sadducees were not bad people.
这撒都该人也不是坏人。
But they followed the Romans.
但是他们支持罗马人
and they support their political rule.
他们支持罗马政府的统治
they compromise with the world.
他们与世界妥协
but more importantly,
最重要的
even though the Pharisees and Sadducees were very different,
虽然法利赛人和撒都该人非常不一样
you might even call them the conservatives and the liberals of the day.
你可以叫他们保守派或者是激进派
but they have one thing in common.
他们有一个共同点
They opposed Jesus.
他们都反对耶稣。
They got together and opposed Jesus.
他们聚在一起来反对耶稣。
Because their hearts were hardened.
因为他们的心很硬。
They were not receptive.
他们不能接受。
Jesus tells the disciples.
耶稣告诉他的门徒说。
Your hearts are hardened.
你们的心在变硬。
They were in danger.
这样很危险。
They were almost like the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
可能会变成法利赛人或者撒都该人。
And that's the real danger of the East.
这就是这些笑的真正的危险。
That their hearts will become hardened.
他们的心变得刚硬。
You see, they were on the boat.
他们正在一个船上。
The only thing they can worry about is bread.
他们在船上只能想到的就是他们带的饼。
We forgot bread.
我们忘了带饼。
How are we going to eat?
我们到底要怎样吃什么？
But they forgot.
他们忘记了。
Jesus is there.
耶稣在那里。
Jesus is the bread.
耶稣是生命的粮。
Jesus is the bread of life.
耶稣是从天上来的生命的粮。
Jesus is sufficient to support all their needs.
耶稣能够照顾我们所有的需求。
Meet all their needs.
能够给我们所有需要的。
Apostle Paul said, Jesus told him, "My grace is sufficient for you."
保罗说我的耶稣说我的恩典够你用的。
My power is made perfect in weakness.
因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
That's what the disciples missed.
这是门徒们所不明白的。
Jesus is very concerned.
是耶稣非常担忧的。
So we can look at the story in view of our own lives.
我们从这个故事中可以看到在我们自己的生命中。
Are our hearts hardened?
我们的心有没有在变刚硬
？Do we miss it？
我们有没有不明白耶稣
？We read the Bible。
当我们读这个圣经的时候
，We read the Scriptures。
当我们读神的话的时候
，Are we not convinced？
我们有没有接受神的话
？We see the power of God in our lives。
我们看到神在我们生命中的能力。
Are we still not convinced？
我们有没有没有被神性折服
？Do we still not trust Jesus？
我们是不是还是不相信耶稣
？We see all the blessings in our lives.
我们看到我们生活中所有的祝福。
Do we not trust Jesus?
我们还不相信耶稣吗
？Do we count on Him?
我们不能依靠他吗
？If Jesus asks you,
如果耶稣来问你
，Do you still not understand?
你还不明白吗
？What would you say?
你会说什么
？You see, the first century Jews were looking for a Messiah.
第一世纪的这些犹太人，他们在等候弥赛亚。
The history tells us there are a lot of people who claim to be Messiah.
这个历史中告诉我们说，有很多人冒出来说自称是弥赛亚。
There were a dime a dozen.
大概有十几个。
Finally, Jesus came.
最后耶稣来了。
He was very different.
他非常不一样。
He had authority.
他有权柄。
He performed miracles.
他行神迹。
And everyone thought he is the one.
大家都认为他就一定是那位弥赛亚。
But then he started talking about being a servant.
但是他就不断地在讲说要做仆人。
He talked about compassion.
他在讲说要有怜悯。
And love.
要爱。
And forgiveness.
要饶恕。
And he talked about that he was going to Jerusalem.
他在说他要去耶路撒冷。
And he would die for the sin of humanity.
他要为人的罪而死。
That didn't sound right.
这个好像听上去不合理。
He did not meet their expectation.
他没有达到他们所期盼的。
In fellowship yesterday, we studied chapter 10 in the book of Mark.
昨天我们团契在学习马可福音第十章。
And Mark says the people were following Jesus to Jerusalem.
说这些人他们跟着耶稣去了耶路撒冷。
The disciples were amazed.
这个门徒们又很惊讶。
But the people were afraid.
但是这些跟随他的人非常害怕。
You see the tension there.
你可以看到说他们之间的矛盾。
They didn't know what to do.
他们不知道要做什么。
So they decided.
他们决定。
The Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the Romans.
他们说法利赛人、撒都该人和罗马人。
They all got together.
他们全部合在一起。
They crucified him.
他们把耶稣钉了十架。
Because they did not understand.
因为他们不懂。
Their hearts were hardened.
他们的心刚硬。
So some of you have accepted Jesus.
很多人你们已经接受了耶稣。
So you are like the disciples.
你们像门徒们。
You already recognize that Jesus is the Messiah.
你们已经认识到耶稣就是那位救赎主。
He is the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
Some of you haven't.
还有些人不认识。
And why don't you...Soften your heart.
为什么不让你的心柔软起来?
But even the disciples didn't understand.
但是耶稣的门徒们都不明白。
They had different expectations.
他们有不同的期盼。
What's your expectation of Jesus?
你对耶稣的期盼是什么?
What's your expectation of the Messiah?
你对救赎主的期盼是什么?
Of course, you don't expect them to overthrow the Romans.
你当然不会期盼说他们推翻罗马政府。
When you accept Jesus into your life,
当你接受耶稣进入你的生命的时候
What's your expectation?
你在期盼什么
Is life going to be wonderful?
是不是生活就会变得非常美好
Are you going to be rich?
就会变得很有钱
Will you never get sick?
不会生病
All your kids are going to go to Harvard and Stanford
你的小孩都会进名校
Is that your expectation?
那是你的期盼吗
If that's so, Jesus will say you don't understand.
如果那是你的期盼，耶稣正在对你说，你不明白。
Jesus' message is of love.
耶稣的信息是关于爱。
Of compassion.
关于怜悯。
Forgiveness.
和饶恕。
And grace.
和恩典。
And to be a servant.
然后做人的仆人。
See, that is the real danger of the East.
这就是这些教的危险。
That you don't believe.
你不相信。
You don't accept Jesus as who he is.
你不能接受耶稣所说的。
That your hearts might be hardened.
你的心变得刚硬。
It's my prayer that if Jesus asks you the question today.
我祷告说当耶稣来问你这个问题的时候。
Do you still not understand?
你还不明白吗?
You will say, Jesus, I do understand.
你会说神我明白了。
I accept you as my savior.
我接受你做我救主。
My Lord.
我的主。
I will reject the ways of the Pharisees.
我要拒绝法利赛人 的行为
The ways of Sadducees and Herod
和撒都该人和希律的那种方式
I will trust you only
我只相信你
I will depend on you only
我只信靠你
And I will follow your example
我要跟随你的榜样
To serve other people
来做万人的仆人
With my ability
用我的能力
My time
我的时间
And my resources
我的资源
Let us pray.
让我们一同来祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank you for these precious words and these precious lessons from the book of Mark. Help us not to have hardened hearts, but instead to be receptive to your words, to see who you are, and to follow your example as servants. We ask for these things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.